Alright. Vayishach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav Elayisav Elayisav Achim. Yaakov, he sends angels before him. Who does he send before him? Elayisav Elayisav, his brother, Aritzah, Sibylin of Ser, Sidei Edoim, the field of Edoim. Rashi, Vayishach Yaakov Malachim. Who did he send? He sent Malachim, the famous Rashi, Malachim Amish. Right, you see the Rashi, Malachim Mamash. Yaakov said Malachim Mamash. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam she'akol nehyeh bedvaroi.
Amen.
Yaakov sent real angels, the real deal. Where did he send them to? Aretz Tzor Seir. Okay, I'm going to put everyone on mute. It's a little, this little background noise here. Our Chasha people here. We have three Chasha groups. Okay, he sent them to Aritzah Seir. What's Aritzah Seir? Li Eretz Seir. The word Aritzah, every time you have a hat at the end, there's a famous rule. Kol Tev, every word, Shet Tzrich Lamed B'Tchilasa, that you would ideally need a Lam in the beginning. What do we do? Hitil Lo HaKosav Hei B'Saifa. We put a Hei at the end. Okay, that's the Pasuk. Targum, Ushlach, Yaakov, Is Gadin. What does that word mean? Is Gadin. Messengers, Kodomohi, before him, Levos. What does Levos mean? What does that word mean, Levos? We have to see, Esav Achli, his brother, La'ara de Seir, the land of Seir, L'chakle, Chakle means a field of Edoim. Let's see over here the Perush. Yaakov said what's called Malachim. Rashi taught us Malachim Mamash. He sent the real deal, he sent angels. The Targum says it's Izgadin, Kavanasa Shaluchim, not like Rashi. Deloik Rashi, Shapeish Malachim, Malachim Am. So here we have the first thing, the Rashi, in Machloikis, Rashi, and the Targum, Rashi. Obviously, the reason why he told us Malachim Amish, he's coming here to disagree with Unkelis, does not mean messengers. The word Izgadin means messengers, real human beings, not angels. Rashi disagrees. Next thing is Levos Esav. What is in Levos? He sent Izgadin Kodomohi before him. Levos Esav. Just say Le Esav. What's Levos? Targum El Levos. The word El is Levos. Aval Lakosov. Lekamon Ladoni. Targum Liriboni. Velo Levos. V'loy levos shiboni, ayimash kosav la'el. Okay, so he's taking note here in the Ma'at Sardi that this word levos, it literally means el, Torah, two, but the Targum does not always give us an entire word for el. Sometimes he just has a lamed, le'esav. So the fact that it says here levos, it puts an entire word, is telling us something, which I don't know. I don't know the significance. All I can, one thing I can tell you though is that in the Tanya HaMikra, you see the word El, there is a makaf. You see the makaf, El Esav, the Laman and the Ayin is a makaf, which basically makes the word El subordinate to the word Esav. And that is why there is no Ta'ame HaMikra, there are no Ta'amin, there are no musical notes on the word El. The word El is attached to the word Esav. El is subordinate. Targum over here is giving the word El much more emphasis. He's not just taking the letter Lamed, Le'esav, but he's giving it an entire word, which seems to indicate that maybe his tradition is that the word El indeed had its own musical note, not just. Okay, that's all we have here. Let's pasuk. Hey, Vayitzav Oisam Le'mar. Yaakov commanded the messengers with the following message. Koi Simun, so shall you say La Adonai to my master Le Esav. Koi Amar Avdecha Yaakov, so says your servant Yaakov, Im Lavan Garti, I have lived, I have sojourned with Lavan, Vo'echar, I have delayed, Ad Ata, I have been delaying for how many years? 22 years. It's now been 22 years, Ad Ata, or really 20 years, it's really been 20 years, there are two more years left when it comes to Yaakov. But Vo'echar delayed ad oto. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk tells us, Garti, what's Garti? Loi na'asesi sar v'choshu, ger. Okay, the word ger means, I'm just a ger. I'm just a nobody. I'm just a guest. I'm a visitor. I'm not a macher. I'm not letting you know the Flapper's Jewish Journal, the front page, is the one of the Askanim. I'm just, I'm a regular guy. Loina asesi sar v'choshuv eleger. Ein cho kidai. That's a yeshivish word. See, Rashi was very yeshivish. Rashi was very yeshivish, because today you say kidai, it means yeshivish. See, Rashi is very yeshivish. Ein cho kidai l'snoi osi. Or maybe Yaakov was yeshivish. Rashi's quoting Yaakov. It's not kidai. It's not worthy that you should hate me. Al berochos al berochos avicha sheberchani hevei gevir liachech. What was the blessing? The blessing was you should be a master of your brother. Sharei loy niskayma bi. It has never been fulfilled. Loy niskayma bi. It has never been fulfilled. Therefore, there's something you should be upset about. Davar acher. Another interpretation. Garti bigamatria taryag. Garti is tar yak. Okay, it's not only the gematria of taryak, it's even the same exact letters of taryak. It's interesting that Rashi over here says it's gematria, and Rashi does not say it's the oisis. Does that mean to say, I'm very suspicious, that this Rashi over here is saying, is making a major statement. And he's telling us that if you have a word that has the same letters as another word, but it's a completely in a different order, it has no value, it has no significance. Don't come along one day and become a Rebbe, become a Groser Rebbe by taking a word and saying, oh, look, if this word has the same letters, that means that this word is now, it means this. No, the only thing that you can make out of a word is the same gematria. Indeed, if a word has the same letters, the significance of the word is not the fact that it has the same letters, that is not what is significant. What is significant is the gematria. That's the significance. Rashi could have said that the word Garti has the same letters as Taryag. Taryag. He did not say that. He said it's the same gematria. That's a very interesting statement. Garti bigematria Taryag Kloimar. This means to say, Kloimar, we always learn that Kloimar in Rashi's vocabulary is an explosive word, which means he's going to inject into the pasuk something which is not written, which you can say to Rashi, how did you know to say this? Who says that you are correct? And Rashi will answer you, this is the tradition. Kloimar, whenever he says Kloimar, every Kloimar in Rashi is always a major stop sign. Come to a full stop and appreciate that he's coming to embellish the pasuk with interpretation that is not clearly obvious. And in fact, you would never come to this conclusion unless you have the tradition that Rashi had. In Lavon Harosha Garti, notice Rashi calls him Lavon Harosha. That's a very powerful statement, because the Torah never calls him a Rasha. This is at least the second time that Rashi called him a Rasha. Back in the beginning, when Yaakov went by Rivka, it said that we wanted to give praise to Rivka, that Rivka, she lived. No, it says three times. It says at least three times that Lavan is a Rasha. He calls him a Rasha when he answered before his father, Vayan Lavan Ubisuel. He answered the question before his father. And Rashi there says he was a Rasha. He spoke before his father. Rashi calls him a Rasha when it says that when we talk about the beauty of Rivka. Rivka, she grew up with a brother who's a Rasha and did not learn from his bad ways. And here, again for the third time, Rashi calls Lavan a Rasha. I'm willing to bet that Lavan is the most wicked man in the whole Torah. Because it doesn't, there are a lot of wicked people in the Torah. But I think he gets the record. Rashi gives him the record by calling him a Rasha three times. And it doesn't, it's also not so obvious, because it does not say anywhere in the Torah that he was a Rasha. If you want to fadre it, if you want to go and start darshan, you can make excuses for everything he did. You can say the reason why he answered before his father was because his father, you can find an excuse for everything. And nowhere in the Torah does it say that Lavan was a Rasha. And Rashi goes out of his way three times to make it clear to us, don't come along and try to make Lavan into a tzaddik. Lavan, call it as it is. He's a Rasha. Period. Don't make excuses for this individual. Because there's a lot of excuses you can make for Lavan. There's a lot of excuses you can make for a lot of people in this world. And so they're really tzaddikim. And the truth we all know is they're not tzaddikim. In love and a Rasha Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, I observe the Tayag Mitzvahs, I did not learn from his evil ways. It's a very strange Rashi. Rashi is telling us that the reason why he's warning Esav, I did not learn from the evil ways of Lavan. Therefore, what? So that's going to put Esav on the defense. How does that subdue? Why is this message relevant for Yaakov to deliver to Esav? I'm an observant Jew. I'm still observing the Tayag Mitzvahs. Why is that relevant? Esav, you probably think it's been 20 years, I'm no longer observant. I have news to tell you. I'm an Orthodox Jew. Nothing has changed in the last 20 years. So what? Why does Esav care? Okay, so that is something that we have to figure out. I don't know. I don't have an answer. Now, let's go over here to the Targum. Targum Pasuk. Targum says, Ufaked Yosoin Lememar, and he instructed them, saying, Kedain, exactly like this. That means Kedain, this is the Chiddush. Ko Samrun, he translates Kedain. Now, Kedain, I think, is normally the translation of the word Zeh. If the Pasuk was Zeh Samrun, then you would say Kedain. The word ko is a difficult word. Ko, so shall you say. So shall you say. And he translates it Kedain. We have to come back to that. Temun liriboni leesav. He calls Esav laadoni, my master. He is my riboin, my master. Kindon, like this. Okay, now again we have the same thing. Kindon, amar avdoch Yaakov. So says your servant Yaakov. Im lavan daris. With love and I have lived. The ocharis at ka'on. Ocharis means I have delayed. Okay, I have delayed until now. Let's see what this means in more detail on the side. Pasuk hey, kedain. See right away he's discussing our topic. Kedain. What does it mean kedain? Hamila ko be pasuk zeh miturgam b'shtei tzuros. They're really true possible translations for the word ko. Either it can mean kedain. And kid nun. Now the first time, it says the word ko twice. See, it says in the pasuk twice. Vayitzav oisam lemar. It says ko yisoymun, and then it says ko yomar. The first time the Targum translates it as kidain, and the second time he translates it as kid nun. See, there's a nun here, double nun. Here there's a yud nun. So why did the Targum change the translation? See, for us it means like this. Why did he change the translation? So he explains over here that's not so simple. Hamila ko b'pasuk zeh miturgam b'shtei tzuros. Kidain and kidnon. V'tzorich tam, we need an understanding. V'yesh l'foresh, we can explain as follows. Shebi'ur kidain hu kozeh. The word kedain, like I told you, is kzeh, not ko. Shor targum zehu dain, because the translation of the word zeh is dain. The koi gam biuroi ki oifan. That's the way we not like to translate the word ko. Ko means so says. Ki oifan in this manner. So maybe what it means over here is that Yaakov Avinu is instructing them exactly how to say it. He was telling them you should stand up. You should sit down, you shall raise your voice, your inflection should be like this, you should put the emphasis on this syllable, on that syllable. The word ko doesn't mean these words, it means in this method, in this technique, in this tsur. Maybe he told them when you speak to them, I want you to wear certain types of clothing. I want you to wear your tuxedo. I want you to wear a military uniform. I want you to be standing. I want you to raise your voice to a certain level. Okay, it means ko'ifan, it means in a certain method. Ubir kidnon hu kilifoneinu. Kidnon, the second word means kilifoneinu, kilikamon. It means in front of us. Kidnon, the word kidnon means something entirely different. It means in front of us. In front of us. Let's see. I'm not sure what that means over here. Okay. It means, okay, we have to see what it means. It means like in front of us and like later on. Let's see. Here's the, now we understand Shan the Pasik. Koi soimun, kize toimun, like this you shall say laduni liesav, koi omar, kadvorim haboim behimshuch omar. The following. Okay, the word ko basically saying the word kin done with two nuns means the following words, not these words. The following words that are coming, you shall say. So if we go back to the Pasuk, well, let's review what he's saying, how he translates the Pasuk. Rashi is totally silent, which basically means Rashi agrees. Vaitzavah sam lemor, koi soimun. He commanded them as follows. Koi soimun is, I want you to say, let's take the word, I want you to say it in this manner. Kizeh. The word ko means kizeh, like this. I want you to be standing wearing a military uniform. I want you to raise your voice. I want you to say the foul something in a certain manner, in this way, to my master Esav. And this, now, here's the message. Ko, the following words are what you are going to say. Omar avdecho Yaakov, your servant Yaakov said. So ko means, ko is not according to the Targum. It's not part of the sentence. See, when we learn the Pasuk all along, I always learn the Pasuk all along. Does Rashi say anything over here? Nothing. See, Targum, there's no one that argues on this. So, you know, and I learned the Pasuk all along. I always thought it meant like, Yitzav Esam Lemar, Koi Soimun, so you shall say, meaning, ko, I always thought it meant that these are the words. The following is a quotation of what you will say to my master Esav. Where do you put the quotation marks? I, my whole life, put the quotation marks right before the word ko. The opening words of this of the messenger were ko omar avdecho Yaakov im lovon garti voichar ad oto and v'chulu v'chulu. The first words that came out of the mouth of the messenger was the word ko. That is the quotation. This is the quotation. And when it says here ko soimrun, it means the following. The following quotation, the following exact words, the following script is what you will utter when you see my brother. So this is the following. And the words begin with Koi Omar Avdecha Yaakov. Along comes the Targum Onkelos and says, guess what, you've been fooled your whole life. That's not what the Pasuk means in my understanding. In my understanding, the word ko means, first he gave them instructions how to say it. Don't talk with marbles in your mouth. Don't look like a schlump. Put on your Sunday best. You know what that means? Okay, put on your best clothing.
They wore army uniforms, you know, with all the medals.
Right, put on your military uniform. I want you to raise your voice. I want theatrics. I want there to be a ceremony. In the following method, now what is the method? The Pasuk does not tell us. The Pasuk does not need to tell us every single little detail. It says, Kikoi Soimrun, this is the oifan, the way you're going to speak to my master Esav. Ko. Ko is not part of the words. Ko now, this ko is the way until now, until today, I've always understood this ko. Ko means the following are the words that you will utter to my brother. And according to the Onkelos, where does the quotation begin? Right before the word Omar. The messenger began. Oh, he opened up his mouth and he said, Omar Avdecho Yaakov. Your servant Yaakov says the following. Im lovon garti. Not like I always thought, Ko Omar Avdecho Yaakov. No. Think about it. If you start with the word Ko Omar, it creates a different tone. It sounds a little gaiva. It sounds a little harsh. Koi Omar Avdecha Yaakov. If you start with the word ko, you get off to a very different start. You only have one chance to make a first impression. Choose your opening words wisely. When someone gets up to give a public sermon, his first words are very important. The first words, you know, if you want to draw in the audience, you want to capture their attention, you have to say the right thing. And if you start with the word ko, it creates a certain flavor. If you leave out the word ko, it's much softer. Omar Avdecha Yaakov. The word amira, in contrast to dibur, is a soft expression. Omar is a soft. Omar Avdecha Yaakov. Your servant Yaakov said, it's almost like an oxymoron. If you're going to say ko and you're going to say avdecha, it's a contradiction. Because if you're a servant, you don't talk with gaiva. You don't go say ko amar. Ko amar is like the Nevi'im talk like that. When the Nevi'im, they go and they give you harsh busser, they say ko yomar Hashem. There's a harshness. And how do we, this is what the Targum says. Targum says there's two ko's. And because there are two ko's, the first one translates kidain, the second one is kidnon. We always like the word, we always assume the word ko means kidnon, which means the following is what is about to be said. Like the Nevi'im say to Klal Yisrael, ko yomar Hashem. No, that's not the first word. The first word is kidain. It's almost as if it said the word zeh. This is what you're going to say. Okay, this, and in this context, when you say this, what you're going to say in this context, it has to mean, as he explains here, in this manner. And then, ko, now let me tell you the words, what you're going to say. These are the following words, and the quotation begins, the script begins with, Omar Avdecha Yaakov. I always tell you this joke about a bar mitzvah boy. He prepares for his haftorah. So he doesn't know how to, he doesn't have a Rebbe. He has no Rebbe. So he lives out in the hick somewhere. So what do? They give him a tape. They give him a tape. Okay, he doesn't go to shul at often on Shabbos. And now he's going to be bar mitzvah. So they give him the tape to learn the Haftorah. So it comes time on Shabbos. Finally, it's big day comes. And you know, he gets his aliyah, right? Now he's up to the Haftorah. And how does he begin? He begins that everyone is waiting for him. Everyone is waiting for him to start the brachos of the Haftorah. And how does it begin? The Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. Baruch Atah Hashem. The same way the guy on the tape, before he begins saying the brachos, he tells the people, this tape is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. So the student who has no Rebbe, He thinks that's part of what you're supposed to say. He thinks that when you get up in front of the bima, in front of the audience, you're supposed to begin by making an announcement to the tzibur, the Haftorah for Parshas Vayishlach. Baruch Atah Hashem. You're not supposed to say those words. The person who made the tape, he said those words as an introduction. But that's not what you actually say when you lay in the Haftorah. So the word ko is not the actual quotation. The word ko is just the following is what you will say. And the words begin with Omar Avdecha Yaakov. Okay, that's a big chiddush. That's our first chiddush. Next. The next chiddush over here in this pasuk is Im Lavon Garti. What does it mean Garti according to Targum? Means Daris. I live. What does it mean Daris? Kimo Garti. Beloshen Aramis. The word garti in daris in Aramaic means, the word garti in Aramaic means daris. Fine. Lashon dira, why is the word daris? There's a dira, it means a dwelling place. Dira, loifel al yonim rabim, v'yeshahu lashon ikuv, b'mokim, it means to tarry. Ikuv means to stay put in one place, Moshe Kosov, im lovan garti, umitar geminan im lovan daris. Fine. V'oichadis, now what does this word mean? It means, now by the way, before we go further, let's just go back to Rashi. What did Rashi say? Garti. Rashi says something entirely different. Rashi thoroughly disagrees with Uncalus. Thoroughly. Because Rashi gives us two interpretations, which each of them reject. Each one of them is a rejection of of Rashi. The first interpretation, he says, Garati means ger. I'm just a nobody. I'm an anonymous guy. Okay, I'm just another Joe. What John Doe? What is it? What's the person's name? The whatever it is. I'm just a nobody. I'm a ger, gimel resh, and then okay, loy nasei si sar v'choshev el ger. And the second interpretation is the veracher garti taryag im lovan garti. I'm an Orthodox Jew. Just because 20 years have passed, I'm all alone, without any chaverim, anyone to mechazik me, I still remain loyal to the Torah. Okay, that's not what the Targum says. Im lavan garti, he says the word garti is dadis. Garti means I lived. Lashon of dira, to dwell, to sojourn. That's the Targum to this machlekes, Rashi, and Ungolus. Next. And the last words are v'ocharis ad ota. What does this word over here mean? So he says v'achariti v'lo nefarish losh nakasa v'ichar poel yoytzei v'helim hamila oisi. Does not make mention of I v'shav elovon shalovon ichar yitziasi mimenu. So he is learning ayidias ayuyas shloima yuyas. He's saying a very chiddush. He's saying over the word v'ocharis. The Oichadis means it was Lavan who has the word Oicharis. We always ask the question, who is the subject of the word Oicharis? So I always assumed the Oicharis means Voichar Yaakov. Because Rashi does not say anything over here. Rashi does not say one word over here on this pasuk. I always understood this to mean Koyamar. Im lavan garti, voichar ad ota. So who is the subject of voichar? So I always understood it means Yaakov. Yaakov says, I delayed, I tarried with lavan until now. Im lavan, I'm only a ger, I'm a nobody. And I delayed, I've been sitting around here ad ota until now. So the subject of the word Vo'echar is Yaakov. He's the subject of this word Ve'echar. Along comes Unkelus, and Unkelus disagrees. Or really, Rashi disagrees with Unkelus. Unkelus says the word Garti pretty much means I delayed, I tarried, I lived with Lavan. Vo'echar, according to the Unkelus, is going back on Lavan, not on Yaakov. Lavan prevented me, he imprisoned me, he held me back from returning ad ota. He made me work 14 years for his two daughters, and then I don't understand exactly. Okay, this is getting a very interesting idea is that what about the last 6 years? So we always assume that Yaakov Avinu on his own decided to stick around for 6 years. He seems to say no, there's more to the story. There's more to the story that Lavan did not let him go. Lavan held him hostage. And the business arrangement was different. The way he worked those last six years was a bit different. But he was not able to leave. And how do you know that's correct, what the Targum says? Because Yaakov had to escape like a fugitive. Yaakov pulled off the greatest jailbreak in the history of the world. You think it's hard to get out of Rikers Island? It was much harder to get out of Lavan. Lavan had Yaakov trapped. Lavan had him imprisoned. It was probably the greatest prison escape in the history of the world for Yaakov to escape the clutches, the prison of Lavan Rami. There was a movie, everyone would flock to see it. How he was able to escape Lavan. Voichar, Lavan is the one who echar adata. Okay, so we have over here really some explosive things going on here today. We have over here in this one pasuk is incredible. This Unkelus really shakes up. He shakes up the whole world. Unkelus has been on the page from time immemorial. We don't even realize what we have on this page over here. He takes his pasuk and he tells us all these new things that we never really see. The word ko means sermon in this manner. Kol means the following. The quotation starts with Omar Avtcha Yagam, much softer. In Lavon Garati means Loshna Vadira, I've lived with him. Not like Rashi that says it means I'm a nobody by Lavon. Or I'm an Orthodox Jew. No, it means he going to my live there, Voichar. It was Lavon that prevented me from escaping at Ata until I figured out how to pull off a jailbreak. Okay, that is that pasuk. Now we go to the next pasuk, pasuk vav. Pasuk vav begins, Vayihili, there is to me shor v'chmayav, I have oxen. Okay, shor is the collective noun. The collective noun of oxen. In English, there is an ox and there is oxen. I'll tell you a secret. I was once watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? This is so many years ago. The guy, he died already. He died. And he quit a long time ago anyway. He only did it for a short time. And that was one of the questions. What is the plural of ox? And I said, what a stupid question. Every yeshiva bacha knows this. Shor, shnoi chasapara. Okay, so the collective noun, in the Torah though, there is no plural. There's no, you have shvarim. I'm not so, is that a Hebrew word, shvarim? Not so sure. Maybe it is. Yeshar here means oxen. The chamar, donkeys. Soin, sheep. The eved, slave, shivcha, maidservants, v'eshtacha. And I will send all of these items, lehagid, hagada. Okay, notice, lehagid la'adoni, to send to my master. We talk about love, and by the way, love, lehagid la'adoni. Okay, Pesach night. Now we talk about Esav. Now Yitzias Mitzrayim was a template for the Yitziah of Golus Edom, which is Esav. And look with this word, Lehagid. Okay, I'm sending Lehagid LaAdoni. That's how he engages dialogue with Esav. Hagadah LaAdoni, to my master. Again, he calls him master. He calls him master, by the way, seven times. Seven times Yaakov Avinu calls Esav his master. Chazal said because he called him seven times master, that's why seven of our Mishkanos were bottled. The Mishkan of Moshe, Mishkan of Gilgal, Mishkan of Shiloh, Noiv, Givon, Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni, seven Mishkanos were Chorav or bottled because Yaakov Avinu, he called Esav this tyrant by the name La'adoni seven times. He also bowed down to him seven times. Here's the second time, Adoni. I'm sending this La'hagid to Hagad La'adoni, Lim Sochin, to find favor be'inech in your eyes. Rashi, Pasuk Vav. Vayihi li, I have Shor v'chamar, Aval Omar, A'aba, my father, Omar li, Mital Hashamayim. You will have from the dew of heaven, U'mishmanei ha'aretz, the fat of the earth. V'zo, animals, every item listed here is not from the Tal and not from the Shmanei Ha'aretz. So you have nothing to be upset about. Don't think I chap your bracha, I didn't take from you nothing. Zo, animals, eina loy min ha-shamayim, v'loy min ha-aretz. Okay, that's an important thing because if not for this pasuk, you would think that these things are from the earth. Why animals eat off the earth? Slaves, no, these are not from the earth. Yeshor v'chamor, derech eretz lemer al shvorim harbe shor. What we call in English the collective noun. It's b'loshon yochid, a singular, but it refers to the many. Shor means, it means literally one axe, but it really means oxen. Adam oimel l'chaver b'layla korah ha-tarnagol. At night, the tarnagol crowed. It's not true. There's not one tarnagol. There are a million tarnagols. Ve'eino oimer koru ha-tarnagolim. You don't say koru, the vav, and you don't say tarnagolim. It's a manner of speech. Dibre toira ke'leshoin b'nei adam. Okay, vo'esh l'cha esel l'hagil adani l'hodiya ashani ba elecha, to make it known to you that I'm coming to you. I'm coming to greet you. Lim sechein b'einech, find favor in your eyes, shani Shalem imach u'bevakesh ahavasam. This is a very powerful Rashi. It's a very powerful Rashi because you know, there's a tradition. Every time we meet with the non-Jews, every time you meet with the non-Jew, you're supposed to learn Parashas Vayishlach. When you meet with government officials, with Trump, with Cuomo, with the mayor, Fauci, health department people, you have to learn Parshas Vayishlach, because in Parshas Vayishlach is where it teaches you all of the Yesodis. And you go through, just go through the Psukim, the Rashi, Unkelis, and there's going to be something there that will pop out and will give you Siyata Deshmaya when you enter the meeting with your the non-Jews, and you'll know what to say. Every word of Rashi over here is very powerful. Okay, Lohudia, he writes over here again, Lohudia Shani Bo Elech, I'm coming to you. I want to make it known. It's preemptive. This is a very big issue. This is a very big topic of discussion in general. How did Esav know? How did Esav know that Yaakov is coming? I mean, in those days, there was no smartphones. There was no satellites. He's been gone for 20 years. Esav was in Har Seir.
Shmer gave him over.
What?
Shmer gave him over.
Oh, you just said the right answer. So where does it say that? You have to find the Makar for that. So some want to say exactly what you said.
Because he didn't do good or bad. Hashem made him say, don't do good or bad. He didn't. First of all, he did it already. And secondly, he's sending a message. I'm not going to do anything. Let Esav do the dirty work.
So
he's
some,
a mercenary.
So you're saying something very explosive. Some indeed say, exactly what Meir said, that Lavan, Rashi calls him a Rasha. Rashi knew what he was saying. Lavan is the one who sent a message, a text, to Esav, guess who's coming your way? Your brother, Yaakov. Lavan said, why should I do the dirty work? Let Esav do the dirty work for me. Some suggest, you have to find the Makar, if this is true, it was Lavan that informed Esav, guess who's going your way? And if not for Lavan, Yaakov and Esav would have been two passing ships in the evening. They would not have known from each other. Others want to suggest, this is the critical part that we just learned. Look at Rashi. Rashi seems to indicate, not like what Avner said, not like we said, Vo'esh lecha la'agid la'adunei l'choydi'a sh'ani bo'elecha. This would seem to indicate at face value that Yaakov Avinu initiated. And if Yaakov Avinu did not send a messenger, it could very well be that Esav would never know. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. It was a risk. It would be a risk. What do you do? What would you do in this situation?
This is very, very smart. This is what Yaakov learned. Knock him out of balance.
Exactly right.
Put him on the defensive. Send him the soldiers who dressed up like soldiers, fancy uniforms with weapons, but they're bringing him a present. If I were Esav, I would check all animals that there's no poison bomb or something in them. And then prepare the two machnas in case he gets through. And then they tell him, oh, I'm so weak, I can't go with you. I'll have to follow afterwards, you know?
It's very interesting.
Brilliant.
But also, Vu'eshlecha, the similar understanding over here is that Yaakov could have went back to his father. Esav was in Har Seir. It's not even so clear. There's a lot of discussion if Yitzchak maybe died by this point in time. Even though it says in the Pesukim later on that he died in Mugdal Me'ukhar, many want to suggest that at this point in time, Yitzchak already died. When this happened, he already died. If he already died at this point in time, then it's not Me'ukhar, then Yitzchak.
How can you say Yitzchak died already?
Because
he died when Yosef got out of the port, the day that Yosef became king. That's the day that
okay, so they're conflicting.
Come out 180.
Oh, so the
day Yosef got out of the.
They are conflicting.
Okay,
I'll tell you why. They are conflicting. Mamari Chazal. Why? Because Esav said beferish, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Bini. Yitzchak had derech eretz for his father. Esav said Yikruvu Evel Bini. Esav did not want to cause his father tsar. He said, let my father die first, and then I'll kill Yaakov.
Yeah, but the years don't come out even close.
Okay, so the years, there are ways to work it out, But if Esav said in the Torah, I am not going to kill Yaakov when my father is alive, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Ovi, so why now in this parsha is Esav coming to kill Yaakov? That's the pashtus. The only solution can be that Yitzhak already died. All right, let's leave that. That's a big topic. A big topic, not for now. Let's finish up over here. Out of time. Lodia, it seems here to indicate that it was his idea to initiate that I'm coming. He didn't want to go, just go, and 50-50. Maybe we'll meet, maybe we won't meet. Because I guess he felt that if we just meet suddenly on the road, all of a sudden he sees me, he can just impulsively kill me. This way, I don't want to take my chances. I make a decision, or maybe it'll be even worse. Maybe Adrabah, by telling him that I'm coming, he'll gather a whole army to kill me. Not so simple. Lim Sochein, and these are very powerful words, Shani Sholem Cham, I am at peace with you, Bavakesh Havoscha, is incredible. I am Sholem, and I want a Havoscha, I want you to love me. Isn't that amazing? It doesn't say over here that Yaakov's I love you. It doesn't say that. There's a very big difference between the word Sholem and the word Ahava. Yaakov is making a statement to Esav, I am at peace with you, but I want you to reciprocate by loving me. What does that mean? I don't know. Let's quickly get out of time. Let me just touch upon what's over here, what it says over here in the Targum, Pasuk Zayin. We're not going to really have time. I'll read it. We're not going to do it today. I'll read the words very quickly. V'havo li torin v'chamorin. There is to me oxen, donkeys, on. What does on mean? Funny word, right? On means sheep. On is sheep. V'avdin slaves, v'amon maidservants, and ushalachis lichavo. That's Haggadah. To speak. Okay, lichavo. That's why chava is called chava. With a hey, now with an aleph. Because chava means to speak. Women have the koyach of dibor. They have tisha kabin. The koyach of dibor, eloquence of speech, was given to Noshim, Leriboini, to my master, Leashkocho Rachamin. Now here is a very big thing. He calls Chaim. We had this once before. This very hard word to translate. Rachamin, mercy, Be'enoch, in your eyes. Lim so is like, okay, so we have to come back, maybe we'll do tomorrow. It's already 8:04, I have to stop now. Okay, Mishnah tomorrow will continue being there. Thank you, Rosh Hashanah, have a good night. Thank you for joining me. All the best to you all. Be well.
Good night, and thank you.
My pleasure.
In follow up to what we were talking today about the Iranian.
Yeah.
Iran has come out with two different versions.